Yo, Ant, what up? It's Hendrix, you know the vibes. We gon' keep it all the way unfiltered. Hottest podcast in the game. Yep. Sinise Unfiltered. You rockin' with Sinise Unfiltered. 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 Sinise Unfiltered. Let's talk about sports and the politics. Let's talk about music, talk about life. If you ain't tuned in, then you out of it. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. Sinise Unfiltered.
What up? It's your boy, Ant. Welcome to the Sinise Unfiltered podcast. And today, this episode is dedicated to DMX. Our prayers are with you, my brother. Please pull through. The gang needs you. We need you. Let's get it.
With me.
Right.
You fucking with.
Yo, let's go.
What have you done now?
Yeah.
Told y'all niggas. Just don't listen. Why must you be hard-headed? I tried to explain, but you didn't hear me though. Now,
talk to him, D. Let's go. Now, you gotta pull through, my brother. You got the whole world praying for you. Let's go!
But I want to.
One, two. Come through. Gun who? Oh, you don't know what the gun do. Some do, those that know. A real quiet. Let me think you wanna try it. Fuck around and start a ride. Think it's gone.
We ain't done, no. We ain't done. Sub no.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how Rough Riders roll. Stop,
come on, D, wake
drop,
up, baby.
Shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how Rough Riders roll.
Niggas wanna try, what? Niggas wanna.
Nope, we ain't done.
Yeah. Right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
We right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
Right here,
what must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal, cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you what the back on. Don't know by now that you slipping. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty, but I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner. Give to the need. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you. Snatch the plate.
I can flip that flow. I can stick that hoe. I can get that dough. Yo. Hey, yo, let's get papers and pop mobile hoes up in skyscrapers and condominiums overlooking our drug capers. New York City, the only way to play is gritty. I want cheddar so we can front up in the 850.
Hey, yo, you niggas must be out your fucking mind. Yo, thinking dog can't pull another motherfucking rabbit out the hat. Think I ain't gonna trick up my motherfucking Steve, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck your niggas. Niggas think I'm doing just sitting around doing nothing. Oh my god, you niggas can't be serious.
Where the hood, at? Had a nigga in the cut, where the wood at? All the niggas acting up, where the walls at? You better bust that if you gon' blow that.
Let's get it on.
You don't give a what?
Let's get it on.
cry to my dog Kato. Rest in peace, baby. It's the King thing.
Dogs that I call my friends, praying for all my friends. Things I do for my friends.
We miss you, Kato.
Started off two dogs with the same goals. Nothing but two dogs walking the same road. Two different cultures, but had the same heart.
Yeah.
Just cause I love my niggas.
Rough Riders.
My niggas.
Some niggas that you don't wanna try.
My niggas.
Some niggas just really do or die.
My niggas.
We'll have you cowards ready to cry.
My niggas.
We'll fry.
My niggas.
We'll rob.
My niggas.
With the starting, for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to ball.
We ain't stopping,
little
baby.
Morning,
we go. We go, keep going.
40s,
this
baby,
for DLF today,
baby.
Now
I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life.
What?
Like this, tepping with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm old up. Slipping, I'm falling. Can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm stressed. I'm falling. I can't get up.
Gotta get up,
I'm stressed. I'm falling.
Gotta get up,
can't
let's
get
go.
Up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can.
Yo, yo, PK, what the fuck is up, nigga?
Yo, yo, hold up, hold up.
To be down, on to the sub. It's like love. Where's my dog?
Most niggas make movies, but niggas like us make it happen. The shit we used to do, never thought that we would make it rapping.
But now we're here, in the same place, at the same time.
We got jokes, cause now niggas get it
with the same rhyme.
Yeah, niggas is living comfortable, cause life is all good. But one thing we must remember, that life is all hood. And the casket's all wood, and we all take it there one day. Shit, today is Sunday, we both could be there on Monday. Like,
yeah. For my niggas' life, I swear to
meanest, toughest, done, gutter, the gun butcher. You the type that busts a lot of shots and none touch ya. I'm the Holiday Styles. Bitch, I get you shot in the head or shot in the neck. If I ain't getting proper respect, I don't care if you rap, I still spit in your grill. I don't give a fuck, never have, never will. If it ain't on your hip, then you're looking to die.
Yeah,
I ain't
let's
trying
go,
to be a nigga that's gonna look.
This is going to sell two packs and run off. Tell me it was locked down up north. And you out a week later? That's bullshit, I'll bust off. I need this dope. Fuck, you think I'm here for my help? I need this wealth because I feed myself. You play with my life when you play with my money. Played around, but this will be the last time that you think something's funny.
Damn,
bitches think you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not dead. I fucks with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in their shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think your life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy tight, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life.
All right.
So what? Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my nigga Q. Down to earth,
rest in peace, baby.
You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know.
They don't know.
This goes out to my nigga Q. Rest in peace, baby.
They don't know.
You still here with me? What they don't know is the bullshit, the drama, the guns, the armor, the city, the farmer, the babies, the mama, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears. Turn that rise against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And that righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Wake up, G-baby, let's go.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone.
Yeah.
I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and a hurt.
Yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I know only I can stop.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray.
You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray and ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear me.
Hey, what up, everybody? It's your boy, Ann, from the Sneak Song Filter Podcast. Thank you for joining me this week. And this week, I got my main man, my brother, Kevin Blaze from Blaze Podcast, joining me. What's up, Kev?
Yeah, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Chilling. Rough week, man. So as you all know, we lost the late, great DMX yesterday. And this was a huge blow for hip-hop, huge blow for us fans. I know me and you rock with X really heavy. You know, and when you sent me that link last week, you know, like I was telling you earlier, you know, when we have these artists or celebrities, we think, okay, they're Superman, they're going to make it, you know, and this is one guy who I thought would pull through and would make it. You know, I haven't rocked nothing with DMX since last week. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be continued that way for a while. My thoughts and prayers to the family. Rest in peace, X. Your thoughts, Kev.
Yeah, when I heard the news, man, it just broke me down because through the late 90s, DMX was everything to me. He got me through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Just when I heard Slippin', man, I turned on Slippin' yesterday, man. Just me or that song just does something to me, man. I just teared up, man. I got emotional. In this lifetime, I was lucky to see DMX in concert, and you have
twice.
And the energy is so crazy.
Yeah.
You know, he was there crying. Yeah. You know, he did a prayer. You know, DMX energy is matched. There's a lot of people that sound like certain people, but DMX was original. There was nobody like X. Nobody. DMX was a one-on-one. He was a one-of-one. And he's going to be missed, man. Rest in peace to X. And my condolences to the family, the whole Rough Riders. It's just, this is tough. This hits a different way, bro.
It does. And it's like I was telling you, you know, he didn't get murdered. But to me personally, and I think maybe you too, this is just like Pac and Biggie passing. You know what I'm saying? This one really hurts, man. And, you know, I don't know. You know, like I said, I'm rocking X all week. My son's in his room playing X. Actually, he's the one that came in yesterday and told me that, you know, he finally had passed away. You know, and I want you to, you know, elaborate what you're talking about earlier about premature stuff.
Yeah, it was Thursday night. I was on Twitter and I just seen I saw it trending, rest in peace, DMX. And we have to stop that. A lot of times we just want to be the first one to post somebody passed just for likes. Okay? Yep. There wasn't no official statement yet, but everybody is saying, rest in peace, DMX. You know, you don't even do your research. That's why I did not post anything. You know, we have to stop doing that. Just for likes? Come on, man. Think of the family. They could be watching that. We don't know if it's true. So why are you posting rest in peace DMX? There wasn't an official statement from the family yet. And everybody was like, rest in peace DMX, this and that. Like, it's very disrespectful, you know?
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I was one of those people who I did post it because I saw all these celebrities posting stuff. So, you know, I thought it was true. You know, but then I took it down immediately, you know, and like you said, all this premature stuff, and we all know his struggles with drugs, you know, but until the family comes out or the autopsy comes out and says that that's what happened, that's how he passed, I am not going to go with all this crap that people are saying. I'm going to wait to hear the facts first, you know.
Exactly.
And it's just, you know, like I said, if it is true, you know, you look, you know, DMX, Michael Jackson, Whitney, you know, Prince, how many greats he lost to drugs, man. And it just shows you how, you know, we got to stay off it. Right. And real quick with this, with me, you know, I have a strong opinion on things. I have a strong opinion on suicide. I have a strong opinion on how people say, you know, alcohol and drugs are a disease, a sickness. You know, and to me, it's like you choose to put that bottle in your mouth. You choose to put that needle in your arm. You choose to put that shit in your nose. You choose to smoke shit. To me, you make that decision to do it. I don't want to hear that shit as an excuse, you know. But with DMX, this is a situation where I think that is true. You know, at a young age, at 13 years old, you know, his struggles. Yeah, and a dude he looked up to as his big brother gave him a blunt laced with crack in it. And he didn't know that. You know, he smoked it. And again, you know, that he's looking at like it's his big brother, you know. And you know, if he has a big brother, he'd be like, okay, well, he's not going to do anything to hurt me. So he's like, shit, I guess I'll try it, you know. But he didn't know there was crack in it. And then DMX said, you know, once he found out, you know, a demon was born. You know, and at that young of an age, you know, I think that, like you said, that demon was born and that stayed with him through his whole life.
And I see a lot of judging on the internet, and everybody goes through something. We all go through struggles, whether it be lust, mm-hmm. whether it be obesity. Everybody is struggling with something. And people have to understand, when you're an addict, you're not operating normal. You understand what I'm saying? You're not operating as a normal person. Like, this is stuff that, you know, it's hard. And DMX struggled with that through most of his life. You know what I'm saying? And it's so sad. You understand?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just want to celebrate his life, man, because,
yeah.
you know, his energy is just unmatched. And I love DMX, man. You remember where yeah. you were when you first heard DMX, and what's your favorite DMX song?
The first time I heard DMX was on the Clue tape. I can't remember what Clue tape it was, but he did Get At Me Dog freestyle, which he actually did this on the phone in jail.
Man.
You know, and then, you know, he came out, he got with Clue, and they put it out. As far as a favorite DMX track, man, you know, there's so many, you know, I love. But the one I think, if I can pinpoint to one favorite song by DMX, to me it's going to be Stop Being Greedy, because the energy in that song and that beat, man, good God, man, that's, you know.
When you work it out to that, is crazy. That's my favorite yeah. DMX song as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite, man. I think people don't realize that when DMX came out, it was during the shiny suit era.
Yeah.
Bad Boy and them was on top. That's mm-hmm. why when Get At Me Dog came out first, Irv Gotti started off and he was like, let's take it back to the streets, motherfucker. Because it was
yep.
like, you know, it was like, forget all this shiny suit. We taking it back to the gutter with it. And,
yeah.
you know, that was crazy. And I think it was niggas that started something. I think that was the first song mm-hmm. I heard, or 4321 on LL Cool J. It was one of those songs. But, man, what a loss, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, what a loss, man. God, man. You know, and I just, you know, again, I'm not going to say George took his life until we hear it officially.
Right.
You know, but something else, you know, a few things I heard these last few days, that kind of, I'm like, wow. You know, do you know how much DMX net worth was right now?
Oh, I don't know.
Take a guess. What do you think his net worth was?
I don't know. What was it? I'm not sure.
His net worth was -$1 million.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. And something else I heard yesterday from Roxanne Shanté. Her and DMX, they weren't close, but she said when they saw each other, they sat and they spoke because they had so much in common. And she started, I want you to go to her page later on.
I saw it. She was crying.
Yeah. And one thing she said, you know, was that when he was young, I think it was like 7 or 8 years old, his mother took him to one of the, you know, the group homes, whatever, and said they were going to go visit somebody. And she left him there. Right. And I pretty much gave up on him and left him there. You know, and you look at that, and you look at, you know, the big brother he looked up to, giving him a bunk for cracking it at 13. Like, this dude had a rough life, man. You know, he was dealt a bad hand at an early age. Yeah. And you listen, and like you said, this last week, I've been listening to all his albums over and over and over again.
Right.
You can hear the pain in his voice, you know what I'm saying? And he talked a lot about death.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He talked a lot about death, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is just a huge blow for us, man. Yeah. And
I don't really care. I don't care how much money he had in his bank account. I just know the way how he impacted my life, man. Around that time, I was in a, you know, a dark place. And just listening to his music just got me through a lot, man. Like, around that time, around 98, DMX was bigger than Jay-Z. Like, he really was. He dropped 2 albums.
Classic albums.
Same year, Flesh and
Classic
Flesh.
Classic albums.
And first it was It's Dark and Hell Is Hot, then Flesh of My Flesh. Then he had Belly, the movie that came out. So it's just like DMX was a movie star. Like, he was the man. And he will always be the man to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, his music is classic. He's an icon right now, man. And
he definitely is.
Yeah, and I hear people, like, I just had to stay off of social media, Ed, because there's too much ignorant stuff going on. Every time somebody passes, people want to do this conspiracy theory, talking about everything is not a conspiracy theory, okay? It just gets me upset, and then people make dumb comments talking about, oh, y'all wait till DMX die to show him love. DMX was loved around the world before he passed. So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, so I just have to stay off because it's ignorant comments like now. I know it's social media and everybody has an opinion, but now is not the time. If you're not saying prayers to the family or condolences, then don't say anything.
Yeah, and this is one thing that I have to learn to do because I'm horrible at it. Like, I'll go on and I'll see somebody, you know, disrespecting ex or say it's an Obama or somebody like that. And I'm quick, like, you know what? I got to respond. Because then you know what happens? Then I get blocked on Facebook for a month.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't even go back and forth with them anymore. It's just, they just want attention. You know, they want attention. So, I mean, this hurts, man. This is a big blow, man. We lost one of the greats, and we gonna celebrate his life, man. Like, he just put all his pain through his music, man. I heard Irv Gotti talking about he was at a DMX show and DMX just broke down crying in the dressing room, and he said, "God, why did you give me this success?" He said, "I'm not even supposed to be here."
Yeah.
Man.
Well, yeah. I know, I forgot what I was gonna say, man.
We're gonna get through it, brother. I know it's
tough. Yeah, we're gonna get through it. I know you're talking about, you know, going through stuff back in 97, 98. And, you know, he did one thing I posted yesterday. You know, he helped a lot of us to get through some tough and dark times. But who was helping him? You know, he was still going through. By him helping us, he still was going through his tough times too, you know.
Right.
And I wish there could have been somebody there to help him as well. You know, back in 97, 98, you know, one of my best friends, you know, his little brother drowned, you know. You know, and then, man, maybe not even 6-7 months later, you know, a close friend of mine committed suicide. Yeah. And then maybe a year after that, one of my best friends died in a car accident.
Wow.
You know, and I can't even, for some reason, the song is I can't think of the name of the song, but you know, I'm ride or die with you, dog nigga, world, ride till we die, on to the song, yeah. Live life and blood, where my, and that song right there, got, I played that song so much, you know, cause, you know, it was like just a bond to me and my brothers, you know, and,
right.
You know, that helped me get through that time, but, you know, this was, you know, real quick, you know, shout out, to Dwight, shout out to Pat, shout out to Frankie, miss you guys, love you guys. You know, this is horrible, man, you know.
Legend, man.
I don't know, brother.
Yeah, man, it's I remember around that time I had lost my friend Max, you know what I mean? He had moved to North Carolina, and you know the trains, he got ran over by a train, man, and it's, you know, and that, it was around that time, man, and that was so heartbreaking for me, man, and I remember just listening to DMX the whole time, man, like, it's just a lot, man, family issues and everything, man, DMX got me through a lot, man, and, you know, his effect, man, and I'm glad, see, this is why I like Versus, because they're able to give these artists their flowers, and I'm glad, shout out to Swiss, because through it all, yeah. Swiss was there for DMX,
you know, yeah.
He was there for him through thick and thin, and, you know, I'm glad that he was able to do that Versus, and, you know, we were able to give him his flowers before he passed.
Yeah.
You know.
I know you were talking about Funk Flex, you know, how saying that everybody wants to show love now, you know, where were they, you know, when DMX needed them, you know, throughout his life. The one thing I want to say about that, you know, like you're saying, you know, being addicted to drugs, you know, me and you can sit here, but an example, you can sit here and be there for me 24/7, be a positive force in my life, but I am the one that has to make that change.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I respect what Flex was saying, but at the same time, I disagree, because X was a grown man. He was 50. You know, he, and again, he had that rough life, but again, he knew what he was doing. You know,
like I said, DMX wasn't, you got to understand when he's, you know, when you are on drugs, like you're not thinking and operating at a normal person. First of all,
true.
I don't care if what Flex said was true. It was not the right time. It wasn't the right time for him to say that. You know what I'm saying? He could have just said prayers to DMX and the family and keep it moving. Through this time where everybody is sad, the family is sad, like, why are you trying to be controversial during this time? Like, I don't respect that at all. You understand? It's like every time this man opens his mouth, it's on some negative stuff. You understand? Yeah. Like, okay. What was he doing for DMX? You talk, why is everybody so worried about what somebody else was doing? What were you doing for him? Like, why are you worried about that? You understand? Yeah. Talking about, oh, people, they're quick to post a picture of him. So what? What's the problem?
They're showing a respect for him.
Exactly. Somebody, you know, they want to remember him and respect him. They can't put up a picture. So what?
Yeah.
I don't understand
that. Yeah. So one thing I want to say real quick for this podcast. On Tuesday, I have pre-recorded, you know, like the beginning of my intro of the podcast I'm going to do. I had some DMX songs, and at the end, we went out with some DMX songs, and I had one of DMX prayers.
Okay.
And this was before he passed, so a lot of the stuff in there, you know, I'm saying, hey, you know, come on, X, you're going to make it through. So you guys listen to that, you know, I'm sure you guys will. You know, those were recorded before this, before he passed, so I just want to make that clear. So, again, man, I went to the Rockefeller and Griff Brothers concert in Rochester, New York. When they had a concert up, one of the best concerts I had. One thing about it, I remember DMX came out, man, and we all burning it down. And I remember I was all standing on top of a chair. You know, I'm a short dude, you know what I'm saying? So I'm standing on top of the chair. Man, I was so damn blasted, I almost fell back on these damn chicks, man.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You went to that concert, right? New York?
Yeah, I did, man. It was, the energy was just crazy, yeah. Man. I don't even know where to begin. And I know some of my family members, they were cool with X. Shout out to my cousin Gutter. I know he's feeling it right now because he was very close with X. And just terrible, man. That energy was just crazy. What he put on.
Yeah, that concert.
Like, to me, like, people, they didn't even care about the other artists. Like, when DMX came out, that's when people mm-hmm. got hyped.
Just, yeah. That shit, yeah, yeah. And I think Meth and Red was there too, but they came out. They came out flying through the audience,
mm-hmm.
like they. You know what I'm saying? And then I saw X here at House of Blues,
okay.
And
I was down.
I'm trying to sit here and think. Like, you must have had to work that night or something. Cause I
was supposed
why
to go. Did you and Rich go?
No, I went with Derek.
Oh, okay.
I was like, how the hell did me and Kevin go? Like, you must have had to work or something, bro. Like, there's no way me and you didn't go to that concert together. But, you know, the one thing that stands out to me in that concert with DMX is, and actually, when he had that show on BET, Following Him Around, that concert was actually on that show.
Wow.
They filmed it. But one of the thing that stands out the most to me in that concert with DMX, and he seemed so happy that when he did Get It on the Floor, he started dancing. Like, I've never seen X dance before.
What?
But he was out there dancing to that song, right? And the whole crowd was like, oh. You know what I'm saying? And that, out of all the songs he did, that was my most memorable moment of that concert, with him out there dancing to Get It on the Floor. When I hear that song, I do that same damn dance he does. Remind me of the good times he has on that concert.
Man, me, you know, I'm a very spiritual person, and I don't see a lot of hip-hop artists doing that. And DMX, he wasn't afraid to embrace his spiritual side and talk about God.
Yep.
You know, and that's what I love about him, because how many people that you know that's doing that? You know, he just got off, like, when I went to the concert, he did a prayer, and it was just great to see that, man, and I love it, because I'm glad that he believed in a higher power, and yeah. It's hard, man. Like, the night before, I couldn't even sleep. Like, I ain't know how that. This really affected me, bro. Like, and I don't even know X like that. But it affected me because that music was like part of the soundtrack to my life.
Yeah, for real, man. And dog, all through the week, I'll wake up 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. I'm checking my phone to see if there's been any updates or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, his music was like a soundtrack of our life. And, you know, you know, and one thing he's saying about him doing that's one thing too, how much he has effect on people. You know, go to these concerts.
There were people crying. There were people in the crowd. Yeah. They were actually crying. I'm talking about grown men crying at his concert. Yeah. Heard up.
And do you have these grown men who, you know, are thugs, you know, street dudes, bowing their heads and praying when X says his prayer? You know what I'm saying? It's just the effect. You know, I don't people, man. And, excuse me. This is a terrible blow for all of us, man.
His authenticity, too, man. Just his personality. He just was like a regular dude.
I was just watching, people posting clips of him. You know, the one where he was on Wendy Williams. I'm not sure when it was. I think it was recently because it looked like him recently.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guess she was supposed to be on her show years ago, you know, and it was like they tried like twice in a week to have him on, and then he decided he just wanted to do the show. And then she asked him what happened. He's like, well, to be honest, I just want to do the show. He's like, I don't like how you treat people, especially me. She's like, I don't know if you remember the first time I met you, but you were working at the radio station, and I gave you my CD, and you pretty much just threw it on the ground and walked away.
He kept
and you like, and he like stuff like that, you know. He's like, she's like, well, we all make mistakes. He's like, yeah, but that stuck with me forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow. But one thing I'm gonna say about DMX too, is that you hear a lot of these rappers rap about shit that they don't do. Sure. Everything DMX rapped about, I believe it. That he went through it and he did it.
Yep. He rap about fancy cars and all of that. He talked about street shit, real life situation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just like you said, he don't talk about things that, like, you can feel when somebody's authentic and when they're not.
Exactly. Exactly.
And DMX was authentic as they come. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
DMX was authentic as they come, man. It's crazy, yeah. Man.
And one person, and I haven't checked today, but I think this is probably really affecting this person a lot, is Jadakiss, because he's the only one that has not came out and said anything yet. You know, as of last night, I didn't hear anything. I know Sheik and Styles came out and said something, but,
right.
You know, it's probably affecting, you know, Kiss pretty hard. Yeah.
Drag was on there. Drag just posted on Instagram, and he was on there in tears. Him and Dragon were very close as well.
It was funny with Dragon. Matter of fact, the Rough Rider concert when they came to Rochester, my mom has a picture with Dragon, bro.
For real?
Wow. Because they were in the mall, and they actually had to, like, ask them to leave because the mall was, you know, downtown Rochester, New York, Midtown Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where everybody be hanging out at and shit. They had to actually ask them to leave because it was so much, like, it wasn't nothing bad, but they didn't want anything bad to happen because it was such commotion and so much people. So, yeah, that shit was funny. But, you know, we're talking to him about the artist. But, you know, you bring up Belly, you know, Exit Room, Romeo Must Die.
Yeah, man.
He had another movie. What's the other movie he had with Jet Li? Oh, God.
I'm trying to think.
I can't remember. But those were all legit movies, man. You know, I think, and I was thinking yesterday, I think he would have had a great, he could have been great in Power.
Yeah.
The role in Power.
Yeah.
You know.
They said his album is already done as well. Like he.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's coming out soon, and they said it's already done. I hope Swiss produced it too. I really hope so.
And if you go on iTunes, the top 15 songs are all DMX songs right now.
Word. That's what's up, man. It's just voice, man. DMX is just, it'll never be another. Nobody sounded like him. Like, it's crazy, man. Just his authenticity. I know Charlamagne was telling the story. He said they were somewhere and DMX had to use the bathroom. And he was like, yo, I gotta use the bathroom. I gotta take a shit. And, they was like, the bathroom is over there, but, you know, we ain't got no toilet paper, X. It was like, ah, don't matter. Take a shower after.
Oh, my God.
So it's just authenticity like that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He wasn't too Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't flashy. You ain't see him with all these jewels on him. He was just X, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As, you know, some other artists, they want to have an image, you know, to maintain, but X was just grimy. I heard he was up in Buffalo at this breakfast place. I think it was a diner up there. And he was like, yo, I want to go in the back and make some eggs. And they said that was like the biggest thing in Buffalo. You know, he went in the store and it was like, sure, he came back and he was making the eggs. He was out there serving the people. You know what I mean?
That's funny. I saw a video a little while ago too with this lady. He was driving, I forgot where he was. My cousin knew somewhere. He was driving down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a fucking U-turn. Mm-hmm. And like, oh shit, DMX. You know, you can see she was probably on drugs and shit. Mm-hmm. But she came out there and said, I need my motherfucking picture. What do you picture that? What do you picture you want from a nigga? And he just up there laughing his ass off. And he took a picture with her. You know, but one thing I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is like back in the 90s when, you know, if a rapper passes away, cats would get together, make a song, tribute to him. I hope Rough Rider could do that.
Yeah,
I'm hoping, you know, Dragon, Lox, E, you know, Swiss, they get together and do a little tribute song. But there better be a tribute at the BET Awards.
Yeah, they better be. I heard that Swiss went upstate. You know, he was, you know, I guess DMX was upstate, and they, you know, I guess him and X went to chill out upstate somewhere, and DMX was like, yo, I heard that Scarface is performing in Boston. So they went from, they drove all the way from, you know, upstate to Boston. And, you know, because he loved Scarface so much. Two of his favorite rappers was Scarface and Nas. Swiss Beats would say it. So, yeah, man. But rest in peace, X, man. There'll never be another man.
It'll never be. What do you think his legacy is? Oh, real quick. Now, I'm not sure how much truth it is to this. And I saw, you know, again, you see shit on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Mm-hmm. I heard that they said Jay-Z and Beyonce bought his rights back or something for like $10 million.
Yeah, I heard and, about yeah, that. I'm not sure if that's true. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's true or not. But, you know, that's something I think that Jay-Z would do. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. I think he would do something like that. What do you think his X's legacy is going to be remembered in hip-hop?
His legacy, just his energy, his spirit, just his authenticity and his uniqueness. Because, man, that tone, like when I first heard him, straight out the dark. Because if I catch you when the sun is down, run, it was just... Crap. Mm-hmm. Man, it was just like, I was like, yo, who is this dude? Like, I ain't never heard nobody like sound like that. His style was just so unorthodox. So I think that's his legacy, will be his authenticity, his energy. Just, he has so many classic records, man.
Yeah.
Man.
And, what's up?
Yeah, I say he has so many classic records. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I was listening like to all his albums, man. It's like his first five albums, man, were maybe six are pretty good.
Yeah, it is. What's your favorite DMX album?
My favorite X album is Scotty is Hell. It's Dark Hell is Hot. Yeah, you know, it's followed by Flesh of My Flesh.
Yeah. Used to be my dog. So
you look,
my left. You
know, because. And then it was X was a good album. The Great Depression was a great album. Grand Champ was a good album. You know, Year of the Dog was it was all right. You still can rock it. You know, so we're all sad. You know, saying we're all kind of down right now. But you know, we got to celebrate his life, celebrate his music. And one thing, you know, he's at peace right now. He doesn't have to deal with these demons out here anymore. He's probably up there. Right now in his grandmother's arms, hanging with Aaliyah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Probably Burr went down with Pac and Big, you know. So, you know, we got to look at the positive. You know, his struggles are done. He has no more struggles anymore.
Yeah, man.
You know, and, you know, it's gonna take, it's just like Kobe, man. Like, I'm sending over Kobe. DMX is wrong, man. You never get over this one.
Nope. It's like every year we lose a big, big, big figure. Like this is crazy right here.
Yeah.
Like DMX is gone, and that's the one person that we never said fell off. Even if he didn't have any music, DMX was just universally loved by everybody.
Yeah.
Man.
Like,
so man, it's
insane. I mean, you look at, I mean, the Join Your Hair with the Locks that just came out. Last year,
right.
He went off on that.
Yeah,
you know, so I think this album is gonna be a banger when it comes out. I can't wait for that to come out and hear that. You know, yeah. But rest in peace, X, man. We're gonna miss you, bro. And I want to thank you for all that you helped me get through. You know, and continue to help us get through, and just hope now he's at peace and. You know, looking down and just seeing all the love and the impact he has on people's lives.
Yeah, his energy, his legacy will live on forever.
Yeah. I mean, to me, he had that Pac energy.
Yeah, he did.
You know?
Yeah,
And Mighty had more energy than Pac, you know?
They both was you know, dope, man. I love them both, man. I just, damn, man. It's just tough, man.
Yeah.
I knew we was going to have to do this episode, man, and I was just like, damn. But, you know, just trying to get through it, man. Just so many emotions.
Because, like, you know, when I asked you to be on the podcast last week, you know, I had so much shit I wanted to talk about, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like you said yesterday, this has to be all about X-Men. You know, we'll link up again. And I know we got Rise coming up in a few weeks, but even probably before that, you know, we'll be on again and, you know, talk about some other things that are going on. But, you know, we had to figure and talk about X and talk about what he meant to us and what he meant to everybody else, you know. And like I said, now this generation, a lot of this generation now will maybe listen to X. You know, like I said, my son, who didn't know who DMX, I played DMX a lot, you know. And it's funny because my son, he'll walk around the house and be like, woof, woof. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, what the fuck? Stop barking.
Right.
But, you know, and then when he heard the barking thing, he keeps going with it. But like I said, he was in that rocking DMX the other day, and he came in and looked at me. And he was like, yeah, Dad, see?
But thank you, man. We going to definitely link up, though, man.
Yeah, man. Definitely gonna miss X, man.
Long live X.
It's like, long live X. But it's gonna be like, you know, he's not here in physical form, but his music will live forever. You know, like Mike and Biggie and Pac and Prince and Whitney, the music will live forever. You know, and the bottom of my heart, X, you know, we love you, man. We thank you for everything.
Amen.
And
one more thing before I go, man.
Mm.
People, if you have a loved one, tell him you loved him. Ed, I love you, brother.
I love you, Tim. I do. You know that.
I ain't going to wait till you're gone, or we not going to wait till each other is gone to show appreciation. We got to show love to the people that's here. Because life is so fragile, and you could be gone. You're here today, and you're gone tomorrow, man. So tell the ones that you love.
Because, bro, again with DMX, man. Last Wednesday, he posted a video of him and his wife in the car singing and dancing. You know, I didn't know he was the godfather.
Paige Hurd.
Yeah.
She hasn't posted anything. I know she's hurt right now. Sometimes people, you know.
Give them different ways, you know.
They do, man.
Give them different ways. You know.
We going to keep his legacy alive, man. We going to celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So y'all listen to this podcast. It's right, DMX today, man. Like, dude, I was at Publix. I think it was on Tuesday, blasting DMX. And the dude came up to me, and the dude came up to the car, and he just stood there and started rocking his head. You know what I'm saying? I was driving yesterday with my daughter, and I'm over there on by the Loop in Kissimmee. You know, and I had the windows down. I'm rocking X. Of course, I had to edit it very because my daughter's in the car.
Right.
You know. But I had the windows down, and there were people on the side of you. You seen them. They rocking their heads to it. You know what I'm saying? So just goes to show you how much respect everybody has for him, man.
X, even my boy, man, he hit me up. You know, he's a white boy. He was like, dude, you heard about X? I was like, yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? So X just, you know, touched people in different ways. You know, all nationalities. Yeah. It's just sad, man. I just.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but we gonna keep it.
And, yeah, you gotta keep it going, man. And like you said, man, I wanna go backwards here, but you know, his music, you know, up in Rochester, New York, you know what I'm saying, a lot of me and my boys, we called each other the fam. You know, like maybe 10 or 12 of us, you know, we got the Wu Tang tattoo with the fam in it, you know. And you know, DMX, man, if there was a soundtrack for our crew, both those albums, we burn them albums so much. You know what I'm saying? We burn them so much that we play them things over and over.
Right.
And like if I was in my car, I'm rocking it. You know, then Jamie Carr, he's rocking it. Then Brian's rocking it. Then Chewy and Connell's rocking it. And Children rocking it. You know, everybody was rocking that shit, man. And you know, We're going to miss you, X, but we're going to keep you alive, man.
Yeah, man,
we're
legacy lives on, man.
Yes, sir. Any last words, bro?
Just appreciate the ones that's here, man. Tell them you love them, man, like I said, man. And long live X, man.
Long live X. Well, my brother again, man. You know I love you, brother. You know, thank you for coming on. These next couple of weeks, we're going to chop it up a couple more times. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a lot to talk about otherwise. Like I said, everybody, this episode is dedicated to X, Earl Simmons. The beginning of this podcast, so I do my intro. I have some X music, you know, playing. And again, this was, I pre-recorded that on Tuesday. And then, you know, right after this interview here, you know, at the ending, we're going to end out with more X music and one of the X prayers. So thank you, X. Thank you, Kev. And real quick before we go, I just wanted to say my thoughts and prayers with Black Rob. Also,
yeah, you don't know what's going on with them, but I mean,
they shouldn't have posted that video either. I don't think that was appropriate.
Yeah, some things like you shouldn't post, though.
Yeah.
Get better.
Yo. Yeah. This has been Sinise Unfiltered. My man, Killer Blaze, the Blaze podcast. Make sure you check his podcast out. The two hottest podcasts in the game. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Yes, sir.
We are holding it down right now. Killer Blaze, again, thank you so much, my brother.
Right,
love the life. All we out.
Later.
What up? So listen, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. My man, Kevin Blaze, we chopped it up. But the way I started this podcast is the way we gonna end it with my man D. Let's go.
Help, fearless, with goosebumps on your arm. Take it there if you want, but I lose chunks with the bomb. The calm before the storm. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and it's getting warm. Feel me, yo.
Feel my eyes, see what I see. Do what I do, be what I be.
You heard what I said, let me go, let me flow.
Fly, or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on, but I'll be gone any day. Even let me fly, or give me death.
Bitch from 25th in Jamaica, coming through like I do.
You know,
getting my bark on. Thought she was a thug, cause when I met her, she had a scarf on. 5411, size 7 in girls. Baby face would look like she was 11 with curls.
Girlfriend,
but remember me from way back? I'm the same cat with the wave cap that my.
This is for my dog. This is for my dog.
My niggas.
My dogs, the beginning of this bloodline of mine. That spark that's in the nigga's heart, it caused me shine. Before all the rhymes, lessons that I keep in my mind. I owe you, and I'd give my right hand to show you. Whether it's fists or guns, whatever it go to.
I can feel it.
Then going under, and you wonder why I pat you on your head and smile. Look in your eyes and thank the Lord for my child. Meanwhile, something I gotta show you, and I hope you can take it. Gotta leave you in the desert, and I hope that you make it. Gotta put you on your ass to see what it does to you. When you stand up, you see that I'm just showing love to you. Time to say goodnight. Nobody likes to be played, regardless of the relationship. But shorty's fucking up big time. I hate this shit. I'm caught in the middle of having love for a little nigga. No one was expected of me as a real nigga. My next move is crucial. What do I do? How do I keep it real with shorty and my crew? Didn't want to kill him, so instead of putting a Mac on him, I did the only thing I could do. Turn my back on him.
Here we go again. Same old shit, dog. It's a different day. Here we go again.
Why do good girls?
I got this bitch,
what?
Excuse me, she don't like to be called a bitch. Try not to lose me, the rules we go by. Where I'm from, she don't know. When I say I'm going around the way, she won't go.
Hell no.
Come on, baby, you alright with me? Trying to get you to spend the whole night with me.
But I'm a good girl,
that's why I like her. Couldn't treat her like a hood rat, didn't bite her. Turn a church girl to a straight rough rider. Take her to the Ramada, make it an all-nighter.
Hell no.
It's dark and hell is hot. Ain't no sunshine when it's home. Only darkness
for you,
every day.
Gotta pull through, my brother.
Ain't no sunshine when it's home. Cause when it's on, your niggas know to be gone every time. Cause we don't play.
Yeah.
Who turn out the lights is what niggas be saying. Now you don't wanna fight, but y'all niggas be playing. Thinking it's alright, keep playing with that bro. And you gon' know tonight when you land in that hole. Slipping, that's your gap. Didn't laugh much, cause I didn't have much. Life was like a stick, half gas, half clutch. Hating half good and half bad. It was good if I caught a good fix. If I didn't, I was bad. Took it out on my regulars. I'd come through and if broke, I took watches and sailors. Went to jail a few times, but that didn't stop me. All it taught me was how not to be sloppy. The altar cap robbed me when I was like 10. If anybody wanted to help, they should've did it then. But they didn't, and all it did was release the beast. So I'ma feast on whatever I come across in the street.
Hey, 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 let's go.
Woo! Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. All your mans have been to jail before, suck my dick. And all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with, dumb quick. How the fuck you gonna poke the dog with some bum shit? I come to you hungry and tired.
Take us out in prayer, D.
You give me food, let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength, and that's deep. You call me a sheep and lead me to green pastures. Only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters. You give me the word and only ask that I interpret and give me the eyes that I may recognize a serpent. You know I ain't perfect, but you'd like me to try. Unlike the devil who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain. I come to you because it's you who knows. You showed me that everything was black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light and let me bask in your glory. So it was only right that when you asked for this story, I put it together to do our dogs some good. Our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood. Plenty of times you sent help my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I slid. There was something that I just had to see, that you wanted me to see so I could be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it, because I don't feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. And it's strange, almost got me beating down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away the tear, son. And I almost lost faith when you took my man, Monty, Faso, and Dre's brother, Dad. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die. But please, Lord, treat him right. I come.
Man, that, I'm not gonna lie. This one's hurting right now. DMX, our prayers are with you, my brother. We all want you to pull through. We hope you pull through. And again, you have the whole world praying for you. Love, live life. God bless. Keep praying for DMX. Sneeze on filter. We out.